Right now, we're going to talk about non-disclosure.
Yes, it's something that you'll hear from time to time here on The Ticket. Well, wow, that's non-disclosure. And it used to be a really big deal in the culture around The Ticket. And the way I remember it starting was 30 years ago, 1996. And this is back when I was doing North Texas games and I would do their coaches show. Well, back then, the head basketball coach at North Texas was Tim Jankovich. And we became friends and we found out we both liked music and would occasionally play guitar. So one day on the coaches show, which aired on, what did Fox Sports Southwest used to be called?
HSE.
After that.
After HSE.
Like in the 90s when you were doing, it was called something else back then. Whatever it was.
Prime Sports?
Maybe it was Prime Sports. Yeah. I think that was it. And it was our regional sports network, and the North Texas Coaches Show would air on that. Well, there's a lot of things I would do and didn't. I wouldn't say anything just because I didn't know you guys would ever see it. Well, sure enough, the Hardline made a big deal about it because there I was playing guitar with Tim Jankovich on the basketball show, and we played Tom Petty's Breakdown, and it got played daily here on The Ticket, and it was a major, major violation of non-disclosure. Later, Tim and I would play a Chamber of Commerce mixer at a bank, and the name of our band was Major Violation, and it was a kind of a throwaway thing. Well, in the spirit of I don't want to be guilty of non-disclosure, there is a Major Violation reunion this Friday at noon at the Bartonville store. First time in 30 years.
Wow.
We've ever played together. So
wow.
I don't know how that's going to go.
I just saw Tim yesterday, and he did not tell me that.
See, yeah. Okay,
that's
he's
non-disclosure.
Secret.
I just saw him yesterday, too, because he rehearsed, and he told me, I just saw Craig like an hour ago. So, yeah, we're back together again just for one time and one time only, noon on Friday at the Bartonville store. Got that out of the way. Also, tonight, if you watch Fox 4, I taped the edition of the podcast known as Afterthought with Mike Ducey and Sam Gannon.
Well, this is non-disclosure.
See, I'm telling you because it hasn't aired yet, but part of it will air tonight on Free for All at 10:30 on Fox 4, and then they'll play the entire episode Sunday night at 10:30. So we got that out of the way. So I'm appearing on that.
I just I did that with them about a month ago. Don't they have nice podcast studios?
Well, they do. They don't look like an Afterthought podcast. It looks taken care of.
They don't look like the studios we do ours in.
You should see the chair that I sit in to do our podcast. We have the worst chairs up here, and I have the worst one that does the podcast. So that's that non-disclosure. The music of Neil Diamond has also seen a big resurgence in recent years. Sing-alongs at baseball games. The movie, have you seen Song Sung Blue yet?
With no.
Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. It's really good. Highly recommend it. And recently on Broadway, the musical that did really well, A Beautiful Noise, the musical of Neil Diamond, the story of Neil Diamond's life and career. It's a parade of his hit songs like Forever in Blue and Sweet Caroline. Got rave reviews in New York. It's a really high-energy show, and the music in it is absolutely fantastic. Well, now it's on an American tour, and they're going to start a run at the Music Hall at Fair Park next week, next Tuesday, March 10th. It runs through March 22nd, and I may have a very small role in this production.
This is non-disclosure.
No, I'm disclosing it right now so I don't get hammered for something that I may or may not do here in the next couple of weeks. But here to talk about it with us is the guy who plays Neil Diamond on stage in this production of A Beautiful Noise. He was the winner of American Idol in 2015, put out several songs and did really well after American Idol, and now he's been a part of a number of productions on Broadway, including this production of A Beautiful Noise. It's Nick Fratiani who joins us on The Ticket. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the show. I know it got a lot of buzz in New York, what it's like to be a part of it. You're a longtime performer, and I understand you grew up a Neil Diamond fan, so this must be huge for you to be in a production like this.
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome. My father was a big Neil fan. My dad was a musician, played in bands kind of like your band that I'm hearing about. And I was surrounded by music my whole life, and he loved Neil. And it's a kind of full circle that I got to. I auditioned for this part and really studied Neil's life and his singing and the way he's. And I've been a part of this musical. I did it on Broadway back a couple years ago, and now I've been doing it on the road we've been on the road now for a year and a half. So we're excited to be coming to Dallas, that's for sure.
That's awesome. And isn't it funny how music can recycle and songs from 50 years ago can come back, and now with kids and even teenagers, they can go, wow, who's this Neil Diamond guy? This is really good music.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I see that a lot. It's cool to see all the different generations of people finding out about his music, and we get some younger people in the audience, Neil also wrote songs like I'm a Believer. So you see kids like, oh, there's the Shrek song. And then everybody knows Sweet Caroline. But he's just got such an incredible, songbook. So it's pretty great getting to sing these songs every night. And the resurgence with Song Sung Blue, it's great that Neil is getting to see all this now, that he's still alive to see all these great things happening so many years after, after he wrote these great songs.
It's a beautiful noise. The music of Neil Diamond. It's going to be at the Music Hall at Fair Park starting next Tuesday. This is Nick Fratiani, who's playing the part of Neil Diamond on stage in this production. And you're from a musical background. You mentioned your dad really got you interested, I guess, in Neil Diamond, and I'm sure other music too. And then after Idol,
I was a huge Petty fan, so I'd love to hear the version you did. I'm a big Petty fan. That could be my next musical. I don't look as much like Petty as I did Neil, but you never know.
Boy, yeah. Tom Petty the musical, that'd be an awesome presentation, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
But how did going back to 2015, how did your world change after you won American Idol? And I know you put out some songs that did well.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty crazy, man. Definitely had no thought in a million years that something like that would happen. I auditioned for the show late in life in terms of for that show, because the oldest you could be was 28 to audition, and that's how old I was when I auditioned and won at 29. And my life took I always just wanted to play music professionally. Not all of us ended up being like Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson, but I'm getting to do this. I've been getting to do this for a living for 10 years, and it's been awesome. It's been doing theater was kind of a different turn that I didn't see coming, but I love it. I love the acting side of it. I've worked with so many great, people over the years in this industry. And it's a super fun show. I hope, are you going to get to see it?
Oh yeah. I plan on being there. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, I saw on your Instagram post where you put several pictures up the night that Neil Diamond came to the show and you got to meet him. What was that like?
Well, that was pretty nerve-wracking. It's very crazy to be portraying someone and telling their life story to, we were in LA when he came, so about 3,000 people, and the audience didn't know that he was sitting out there. We did. And I saw him, he had a hat on, and they kind of snuck him in the side with some security before the show, right as the curtain went up, and they kind of brought him in. So it was nerve wracking to say the least. I just kept trying to pretend he wasn't there, and then at intermission, our stage manager knocks on the door and he goes, "Hey, Neil's in the dressing room next to you and wants to see you." And I'm dressed as Neil in the 70s.
Oh, with a wig on.
I'm like, "Are you sure he wants to meet me like this?" And I had met him before, of course, but it was crazy. There's a picture of me dressed like him during hot August nights in the 70s and in a dressing room. It's really funny, but he's a great guy. And like I said, he's been super hands-on with this production and, just getting to pick his brain about, he'll call me every so often with his wife, and will just ask me questions, you know, talking shop about singing basically and how my voice is holding up and doing it 8 shows a week. So it's just been a life-changing experience. I got to sing Sweet Caroline with him. His last public appearance, actually, I did a duet with him singing Sweet Caroline. So it's been, a life-changing experience.
Well, I guess. And he gave you thumbs up, I'm taking it. Like, hey, kid, that was dead on.
That was basically it. Yeah, he was pretty into it, and he had a great time, and from what I've gathered, he seems happy with the performance. So.
Wow, that's great! And 8 shows a week, that's a daunting task. And how do you save your voice on something like that? How do you keep your voice going for that many shows?
Well, I've learned as I've gotten older now is to kind of get to bed early and not be out partying. And you got to kind of live like I never knew it, but I'm like, okay, when I get 8 hours of sleep and I drink a lot of water and, you know, you just got to rest your voice just like an athlete would have to rest their body. It's pretty similar. I mean, the dancers in our show, they get their bodies beaten up every day and, you know, dancing 8 shows a week. And luckily luckily for the audience, I don't have to do any dancing. So it's just protecting my voice. And so far I've gotten kind of accustomed to it. You know, once you do something so many times, I've done this performance over 950 times, I believe, in 4
wow.
years. So I've sung Sweet Caroline. We do it twice, so that's about 1,800 times doing a new time.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, it's a beautiful noise. The Neil Diamond musical starts next Tuesday at the Music Hall at Fair Park. And I've talked to some of your people. There with the production, what is the idea that somehow involves me with this presentation starting next week?
Well, it sounds like you're kind of ramping up your music side again right now, right? From what you just said.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Right. And everybody knows Sweet Caroline. I don't think you wouldn't know those words. So, and I just told you I sing a lot of songs. I think I sing 26 songs in the show. And so by the end, I'm pretty tired. So the idea was potentially for our encore, you come up and maybe sing Sweet Caroline with me.
Wow.
I mean, it's a win-win. There's no, everybody sings along with you. So even if you screw up, it's no pressure. So
okay.
That's the idea, which I think it'd be fun. I mean, we enjoy a guest VIP come up every so often. So if you're up to it, that would be that.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored that you'd even think of that. And I think we talked about March 22nd, which I believe is maybe that's the last night of
Saturday or Sunday.
I think it's Sunday. Yeah, I think it's a Sunday.
That's our final night.
The final night, because we're about to go out on spring break here on the show. So yeah, when I come back in town, I will join you on stage on March 22nd. How about that? And I'll try not to just bring the thing.
Upstage me though. Or bring the whole thing to a screeching halt.
That's what I'm afraid of right there. It's just there's not a lot of P1s in the audience, and who is this guy and why is he necessary and all of that. But yeah, man, that's really cool. I appreciate y'all thinking of me, and we'll have some fun. Good luck with the run here in Dallas. I know people are going to love it. Neil Diamond, that's all you have to say is Neil Diamond, and people go pretty much crazy.
For sure. He's got a lot of fans. I've learned that over the years. So they're going to, if you love Neil, but even if you don't, it's a great show. If you don't know a lot about his music, it's a great show to see. So we hope to see, we hope to pack it out for the 2 weeks we're here.
Yes. Go to BroadwayDallas.org to get tickets for the 22nd or any night that it runs at the Music Hall at Fair Park, March 10th through the 22nd. Nick, thanks for the time. I'll see you on the 22nd, and I'll try not to shoot your wheels off.
All right, you got it. Warm that voice up, and we'll have a good time.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
That's
boy,
Nick Frogliano.
Your brother, too.
Yeah. Gordo.
You're tight.
George not going to be in his element at Broadway production.
Broadway production.
Just
singing
a big
Neil.
Spotlight right on him. He's going to eat that
dream come true.
Yeah. I will be seated for that.
Yeah, you can get tickets. Man, I'm already nervous. I've never been a part of something like that.
So that'll be the the Sunday, and then we come back from vacation on that Monday. So I expect audio. I expect a full story from you.
Okay.
As to how it went that Monday morning when we're back.
Broadway debut.
Your Broadway debut. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of off Broadway.
Off Broadway.
Because
yeah.
it's in Dallas.
1,200 miles away, I guess. But yeah, off Broadway.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
That's exciting.
Fun. Yeah.
And yes, thank you for disclosing that.
See, I'm all about disclosure
yes,
right now.
Yes.
I learned my lesson 30 years ago.